Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh, the leading meal delivery kit service. And we have talked about HelloFresh on the show before, so we gladly welcome them back. And HelloFresh wants to change the way that people eat forever and ever. They think that everybody deserves honest, natural, and healthy food. And the girls at Lady Lovin' do too. So they love to bring fresh ingredients and magic into your kitchen by delivering you boxes of everything that you need to create amazing recipes right to your door. So here's what you get: the recipe, you get all the food, and you get the convenience of having it delivered to your door. So they currently are offering customers a classic box, a veggie box, and a family box. You can order 3, 4, or 5 different meals per week designed for 2 or 4 people, and new recipes are created all of the time. So if you are looking for a new meal kit delivery service that makes cooking fun, easy, and convenient, definitely check out HelloFresh. And of course, we have a special promo for you guys. For $35 off of your first week of deliveries, visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N, when you subscribe. Again, go to HelloFresh.com and enter code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N, to get $35 off of your first week of deliveries.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Today's episode is also brought to you by Beachbody. And I am a huge Beachbody On Demand fan. It is a complete solution for health, fitness, and weight loss online. And the members get convenient access to over $6,000 of the most effective fitness and nutrition programs ever created from world-class trainers. And I have to say, when I lived in LA, there was a trainer that I loved named Elise Joan. She's like yoga guru. And I was so happy to discover Elise on Beachbody. So even though I live in New York City now, I can still take Elise's class on Beachbody On Demand. And there are also some other familiar brands that you guys might know that are on the program: P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fit Extreme, and the 3-week yoga retreat. So I really like it. It's easy to work out at home, especially like with a short schedule, not a lot of time. You can just log on to the website, log in, and find the fitness program that you are interested in doing. So this is a brand new service, you guys, but it already has almost 1 million members. That is how fast Beachbody On Demand is growing. And you can claim a free 30-day membership. Listeners, all you have to do is text LADYLOVIN, all in one word, no spaces, to 303030, and you will get a full 30 days of access to this entire platform for free. So spring is just around the corner. Text 303030 with the words Lady Lovin, all one word, and you'll get 30 days free to Beachbody On Demand.
Hi guys, before we get the show going, we just wanted to remind you all to get tickets to Lady Lovin' Live this Wednesday, April 5th at Caroline's on Broadway. We are so excited to have our first live show. We hope you can make it. So if you haven't already, go to carolines.com, get tickets. It's going to be the best night and we can't wait to see you.
What's up, players? it's the wonderful, beautiful Jilly Hendrix here, welcoming you all to a lovely episode of Lady Lovin'. I'm here with Lo Bosworth.
Hi.
And Greta Teitelman.
Hello.
And you guys, we have a fantastic guest today. I'm super excited about it. We have Miss Phoebe Robinson on the show.
Hi. Our live studio audience clapping.
So Phoebe is a writer, an actress, a comedian, a podcaster, a human
style icon.
She's just a hair goddess. She does it all. And I'm super excited that she's here.
She's truly like a golden egg of
the world, and we're really happy to have you here.
That's really nice of you.
That's like also like we're getting that's very Easter vibe too. Yeah. Very fitting.
Passover too.
The egg. Is there an egg in Passover?
You know, there's an egg on the Seder plate.
Got it.
So we can represent that too, Phoebe.
I love that.
Well, yeah, I'm so happy you're here. Phoebe and I met because we were filming a TV show in Los Angeles and Marfa called I Love Dick.
I Love Dick.
And it comes out in May?
Yeah, May 12th or 19th. I can't remember, but it's one of those Fridays.
It should be May 19th because that's my lucky number.
Ooh.
It's on Amazon, right?
Amazon, yes.
It's very exciting because whose show is it?
It's Jill Soloway.
And who's the star of it?
Kevin Bacon.
Thank you.
And me and Phoebe.
Yes. And Catherine Hahn and Griffin Dunn.
It's and India.
And India. And
and Charlie.
Yeah, there's like everybody. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Right. Yeah, it's fantastic.
I was at my waxer yesterday and I had a full-on hour-long conversation with her about how much she loves Kevin Bacon.
That's cute.
Kevin Bacon has such skinny legs.
He's a very trim gentleman.
He is. He's the sweetest.
He's shockingly beautiful. It's like one of those things where I avoided talking to him at all times because I couldn't. It's really hard for me to handle interacting with really attractive people in a non-comedy way. Like if we were on stage, I would have been like, "What up, dog?" And I'd been like, "You're so hot," and LOL. But like,
they're like on a set.
Yeah, but like on set, like downtime, it was just intimidating. But he's so wonderful. It's my own shit. It wasn't anything.
And when he talks to you, it's like he really talks to you.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I'm gonna pay attention.
Yeah, I'm gonna take notes. He has blue eyes, so you're like locked in. You're locked in that. You're
you
not getting out.
You guys should watch the pilot. The pilot of the show's out right now.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of great scenes with Kevin.
Kay Bake.
I loved Kevin Bacon in that River movie.
River movie?
Yeah, it's
Mystic
old.
River?
No.
Was he in that movie?
Yes.
No.
Didn't he play like a cop?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he was
it's
great.
It's not
in that.
Mystic River. It's like where he kidnaps the family.
A river
on the
runs
river.
Through it? Is that it?
It's like River Wild.
Hold on. I'll like do research it has, quickly.
Brad Pitt, right? No.
No.
That's a different river movie.
It's Kevin,
there are a lot of river
it's
movies.
It's Kevin Bacon and somebody else is the bad guys. And then it's this family that's on...
It's Mystic River, I think.
No, the Colorado River. Like they're going on a camping trip
there's
in the Grand
another
Canyon.
River movie. Yeah.
And they're on the canyon. And then, God, what's her name? It's not Helen Mirren.
Is it Helen Hunt?
Helen Hunt. Okay. It's Helen Hunt.
Let's see here.
Grand
Canyon movie.
And The Darkness?
No. No. White Water Summer?
No.
No. The River Wild.
The River Wild. Yeah.
Wait, Kevin Bacon has been in so much shit.
So lit.
Even me typing in Kevin Bacon Grand Canyon movie, something comes up.
Yeah, he's
a
legend.
That's why they say that everyone is a degree separated.
7 degrees. Isn't it seven?
Six.
6 degrees to Kevin Bacon? You're now like, I'm literally one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
you're
pretty
one
cool. Yeah.
Because I've actually touched his arm before.
He's hot.
Whoa.
That's touching his arm is like pretty cool.
I would have sex with him.
I mean, I think that... I don't want to say as like a coworker, like
yeah, we shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't work with his ass, so I'm gonna say that I would, Kevin. If you're ever lonely and single,
Kevin, if you're listening,
I'm sure you're tuning into this. Yeah. So good.
Phoebe did not objectify you
at all.
Nope.
So you guys have a very exciting show coming out, which is very exciting,
super
and that's
fun.
How you guys became friends, which is very adorable.
Yeah.
You also wrote an incredible book.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Can you talk about that process?
Yeah. It's called You Can't Touch My Hair and Other Things I Still Have to Explain. And
wow. Amazing.
Yeah. Thanks, Lo. It's an essay collection. It came out last year. It took me like 13 months to write. It was definitely the hardest thing I've done creatively, but it was super fun and exciting, and I'm actually working on a second book right now because I'm crazy.
No,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Is it gonna be called You Can't Touch My Hair Down There?
Yeah.
It should
be.
They're looking
amazing.
For titles. I can come up with more.
That's so awesome. I love that. Maybe I should call it.
I have a question.
That's very funny.
I have a question. Did you start writing the essays for your book and then get a book deal? Or did you get a book deal and then write the essays?
I wrote a proposal. It was 40 pages.
Mm-hmm.
So you do like a summary of like who you are, a summary of like what the book is going to be. You summarize like all the essays that are going to be in the book. And then for a first time author, you have to write 2 sample chapters or essays just mm-hmm. so you know what your writing style is like. So mm-hmm. you're not garbage. You
right,
know?
Right, right.
And so I pitched something like 40 essays just because it was my first book. And I was like, I want to talk about everything. And
right.
when I sold it, my editor and I like pared it down to 11. And then from there, it's really great because you never... Like, even when it gets hard, you're like, I know what I have to write because I have this map here. So that's what's really great about having a proposal. But for the second one, I don't have to write sample essays.
Cause right, because like, I already know what's
yeah,
going
it's like,
on with you.
Yeah, you have my book, bitch. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Because it was the bestseller, New York Times bestseller.
It was crazy. That was pretty
that's
good.
Incredible.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, you wake up, yeah. and you get the paper, and you have a coffee, and you're like, that's me.
Well, I didn't. So I was in L.A., I think... this was probably either, no, not working on Dick Yet. I think I was just in the middle of my book tour and working on Dick Yet. Sounds like so messed up. And I, my lit agent called me. It was a conference call with me, him, my editor, and my publicist. And he was talking. And it was like Wednesday, the following Wednesday after it comes out. It's like when you find out if you made the bestsellers list. And he was like being really cryptic and like slow. And I'm like, is he just like letting me down? Like, why is he dragging this out? I felt like Ryan Seacrest on American Idol. Like, did I get voted off or not? And then he was like, you made the bestsellers list. And it was like really... I was like, oh my God. I was like in a lift and I was like screaming and it was really, really fun. It was really
that's
cool.
Amazing. That's yeah. something that, I mean, most people dream of
yeah,
that will never happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So it felt really cool. And then the coolest part of the whole book thing, which I haven't talked too much about, I don't think I've ever talked about publicly, but so 2 days after my book was published, my lit agent called me and he was like, so Oprah has your book. Right. And I was
oh that
right.
would make
that
me
was crazy.
Pee.
It was crazy. And so I was always joking like, oh, we gotta get the book to Oprah, but it's like none of us know Oprah. I'm just yeah. obsessed with her. I think she's
of course
genius and like my life coach, but I don't pay her to be my life coach. And he's like, yes, yeah, she has the book and her people told me that she loves the book. And she wants to talk
to you.
Did
you get on her book list? Are you getting on her book list?
I don't know.
We're going to push for you to get on her book
Let's
list.
Let's push for it.
I'm going to start the hashtag.
Really
Oprah definitely listens yeah, to this Oprah's show. So,
at 31.
No, you have to be on her
sure
book list.
I'm sure that we have at least one listener that has a connection to Oprah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. come on.
So do you, I'm sure. On one of your podcasts?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, whatever. We're starting the initiative that we're pushing for it.
Get me in that book club.
You will.
Oprah initiative.
Honestly, if those girls
Remember
can...
when we wanted JoJo on the show? This is our new thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, JoJo. I love JoJo.
Yeah.
She.
You know, why won't she do it?
Well,
is she busy?
We almost had her. And
but then she got sick.
Yeah. Oh.
She had to save those vocal cords, you know?
We still want yeah. her.
It'll happen.
It will happen when the time yeah. is right. You know, she just got out of that tumultuous contract with the record label, and now she's popping off on her own. She has that eyebrow ring still, so,
yeah.
you know, just living her life. So Oprah got the book. She loves it.
Yeah, and so he was like, he's like, Oprah's, like, really unpredictable, so she's just going
to... Wait, I love that right. preface.
And I was like, okay. He's like... He's like, she's just going to call you. And I was like, that's literally how phone calls work is people just
well, it's very you. Unpredictable.
He was like, she's just going to call you whenever. I'm like most people do when they call people, it's whenever. And I was like, all right, cool. And so I was like traveling. And the next day he was like, have you heard from Oprah? And I was like, no. He's like, I can't believe it. I was like, she's literally saving Africa right now. It's totally fine. Like,
yeah,
whatever. And I was like, but I did get like a random call from like some blocked number. And he was like, oh, okay. And then he emailed me the next day and was like, yeah, that was Oprah. So be on the lookout for Oprah. And I was like, okay. And then I was in, the next day I was like in a meeting for something and my phone was ringing and it was like a blocked number. I was like, I think this might be Oprah, but I can't interrupt this business meeting. So I just was like, ah, fuck it. And it was her. So I missed her a second time. And I was like, oh my gosh, she probably thinks I'm like,
did she leave you a voicemail?
No, no voicemail messages.
She doesn't leave a paper trail.
Right. So I'm like, this could either be Oprah.
Just like Oprah. I never leave messages.
I get calls from unblocked numbers or from blocked numbers all the time. Do you think Oprah's calling me?
Maybe, yeah. Lo. Maybe you should start answering that blocked number.
She's trying to get in contact with you, for sure.
I guess it's just the credit card company.
Yeah.
It's either Oprah or Amex.
Either way, answer that call. You could win a gift certificate or a free flight. I don't know.
True. Yeah, so I was like, this could either be Oprah or my student loan. So, like, fuck it. I'm just not going to pick up. And it was her. So then the next day, we were on set, and I rapped. And then I got a couple of missed calls from, like, a California number. I'm like, well, she lives in Santa Barbara, so it's probably her. And then there were a couple of voicemail. There's a voicemail message. I'm like, oh, it's probably my parents. They always leave me, like, long voicemail messages in which my mom, like, never knows when the voicemail is actually starting. So, like, halfway through, she's like, oh, Phil, are we recording this? And it's like, Mom, yes, you've been talking for 20 seconds. So I was like, I'm not going to listen to my voicemail. So I just call the first 818 number that I see. And I'm like, yeah, so hi, some person just called me from this number. I don't know who it is, what's going on. And the person was like, what? Who is this? And I was like, bye. Because I was like, that was not a good way to start. And that was probably her assistant. And I just made an ass of myself. So then I hung up and then I got a text message. And it was like, Phoebe, ... it's Oprah. I've been trying to reach you. And I was like, la, la, la.
So did you?
I hung up on her, like, house manager because I didn't know what the fuck.
Oh,
to
my
say.
God.
Okay, wait. So then you call her back.
So I listened to the voicemail.
Okay.
It's from her.
Oh, she left one.
She left me a voicemail finally.
You better put that on a hard drive.
I have it. I emailed it to myself. I also have it. It's really amazing. And so then I called her back and I talked to her. She's like the coolest person. She's so sweet and charming and complimentary. It's like, she, just what you see on TV, that's her. Like, there's no difference.
What did she want to talk about?
She was just like, I really like your book. And, like, she just was, like, really just wanted to, like, chat and, like, get to know me. And it was really cool. And I was like, you're the nicest person ever.
This is an amazing story.
It was, like, so cute. And it was just, like,
I could, like, if I were playing phone tag with Oprah, I would actually never answer and just keep playing phone tag with her and just, like, prolong it as long as possible just to make me feel like every day was important. Right. Like, every day of your life is important every if Oprah is trying to call you.
Yeah. There's a reason to wake up. You gotta look at the missed call from Oprah.
And being serious.
Yeah. But her message was so cute. She was like, yeah, I realize. She goes, hey, Phoebe, it's Oprah, as in Winfrey. And I'm like, there's
she no- said, as in Winfrey?
Yeah,
shut the fuck up.
Like, you're so down to earth to think that there are other Oprahs. They are not.
That's like someone being like,
Beyonce. Being like, hey, it's Beyonce.
As in
Knowles Carter.
Knowles Carter, yeah.
And then she was like, so I've been trying to reach you. And then I realized you probably wouldn't answer a blocked call because who does? So I unblocked my number.
Wait, so you just have Oprah's number?
I have her number. And then she was like, so I'm also going to give you my cell number. And there was like a long pause. And she was like, wait, I actually don't know my cell number. I will figure that out. And I hope to talk to you soon. And I was like, I want to be that rich where I don't have to know my own.
Of course, she doesn't know her own number. She probably doesn't even like fuck with a phone. You know what I mean? She just, her assistant has it. And when there's a call that needs to be made, they do it. But like, she doesn't need a phone. Like, she doesn't need to be using like Instagram. She's not on social media. Like,
I think she does her social media account. I think her Instagram is really cute.
It's her gardening and her Cocker Spaniels.
I think she's involved in that for sure.
It's adorable.
She has the art.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. She's
photo
brilliant.
Approval.
Yeah, right? Yeah, she's brilliant.
Also, she keeps it real. Mm-hmm. She doesn't, not all of those photos is she looking, I mean, she's always looking 100% because she's Oprah, but she's not, doesn't look like she's like getting ready for the pic.
Right.
She's just very candid, casual.
Yeah, she's living
real.
Her life.
She's a real girl, you know?
That's true. Real, like,
I need to follow her.
You don't follow Oprah?
No, it's I didn't really know that cute. She had an Instagram.
It's very cute.
It's really cute. Like, she just shows, like, the stuff that she's growing in her garden. And sometimes it'll be, like, where I'm cooking dinner for everyone. Mm-hmm. And you'll see, like, Gail in the background and Stedman. And it's just adorable.
The pics with Stedman.
I know.
And, like, she has, like, anniversary pics of them that are really cute. She posts a lot of pics of her dogs because those are her kids, really. Yeah. But also the world is her child.
Yeah. And it was like really cute because she did A Wrinkle in Time with Ava DuVernay. So they were like posting, and Reese Witherspoon and Mindy Kaling's also in it. So all four of them, like, right, they were all posting from their time in New Zealand. And I was like, I wish I could have been there with you guys. So
I'm very interested to see the A Wrinkle in Time. Yeah. I love that book.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way. There's so much talent. Like, they can't screw that up. It's going to be brilliant.
Yeah. And she's a great director.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obsessed. So I that's like it. My crazy like book story. Was,
I think that's a beautiful story. Was, do any, to keep in like for your next book.
Do either of you guys have you ever been called by anyone exciting on either of your phones?
No.
Are you serious? Well, that's cray.
You've never been called by anyone?
Yeah. Or have anyone like you're like, oh, you know who I am? Cool.
Not that it immediately comes to mind.
Mm. No email or DM?
Yeah. No dudes trying to smash, or you're like,
yeah, dudes stay trying to smash low 247. No, all the time.
I believe it for sure.
Yeah, low's like, look at my casual beach blonde hair and gorgeous big eyes.
Yep,
and I look like poo today.
No, you don't.
Stop it. Don't nag yourself. Don't nag yourself.
Do you want to hear my only exciting voicemail?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who?
Wait, can I guess?
What?
Bill Clinton.
No. Oh. However.
Is it a celebrity that we know?
Yes.
I did get invited to the White House.
There you go. Yeah.
When Barack was in office.
Whoa, did you go?
Oh, yeah. And I have the Easter eggs from the...
Easter egg roll.
Easter egg roll with Bo and Sonia on them.
Yep.
Oh, my
That's
God.
A big deal.
Did you get to talk to Barack? What's he like?
No, but I did get to meet and hang out with the dogs.
That's cool. That's just as great.
I don't think they were in residence that day.
Whoa.
They usually amazing. We got like private West Wing tour. I went in the Oval Office.
Is it big or is it tiny?
It's big.
Whoa.
It's like the size of my apartment, probably.
Wow.
It's like the size of
So it's massive.
The apartment is massive. So
that's so
it's
cool.
Big, and it really is oval.
Wow. You got to, did you like touch the desk? I would have tried to put a finger on it.
No.
You're not allowed.
No,
I went to the White House once and I touched the painting.
How's everyone going? Why didn't you step it up?
I was 8 because people could still tour it because it was like prior before everyone wanted to kill each other with guns.
Yeah.
So you could tour the White House. And I got a tour and I touched a painting because I like to be a little dangerous.
That's so cool.
I grew up in Washington, D.C.
And you've been too?
Mm-hmm. Well, my parents worked in politics, and I used to go to the Easter egg roll when the Clintons were in office.
That's so
and
cute.
It was very fun. But then when Bush was there, it was like, no.
Like, no
and
one then, went. Yeah.
Like, you'll want to go, like, in 4 years.
Yeah, I'm not going to go now.
No, what's going to happen? Like,
I know you and you do not want to go now.
Here's what's the next move for you is going to be going to a dinner, like the White House Correspondents' Dinner. That's
that would
be next
cool.
Move. That would probably happen for you.
Yeah.
Because Oprah's already called you, so you're one step away.
From the White House.
And that you know what you should do? You should just get your publicist to be like, it's very important for my client to be there, and it will be.
But
and think about it, 4 years from now.
And Trump isn't even going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So everyone else can go.
I know. But truly,
so
4 years from now.
The dinner without him there? I don't understand what's
Wait,
the
I don't
point
understand what he's saying. He's not going to do the dinner?
Yeah, because
he's not going to do the dinner.
Because he doesn't want to get roasted.
None of his staff is going to do that.
Yeah. Yo, he's such a fucking bitch ass that I can't even deal. I'm just like, sorry that everything that you've tried to do is terrible and is getting turned down. And it's probably evident enough to you by now that you shouldn't be doing this job.
Yeah. And then he was like, I never said that I was going to overturn Obamacare immediately. I'm like, that's exactly what you said.
That was one of your number one promises.
No, my favorite thing is when he's like, a 30-day plan to defeat ISIS.
And yeah, it's like, oh, you do?
Every day, like, day 55. Day 56, ISIS still exists.
Right.
Also, now that John Early, you know John Early.
Yeah, I love him.
John Early is a comedian in the world that you should
follow on Instagram. Beyonce.
He has a show on TBS called Search Party.
Yes.
He's fantastic in
He's great. And yesterday, do you follow him?
Videos,
his videos made me die laughing. Oh, he did one about Ivanka and one about the GOP and one about
so funny.
What's his fuck? He's so, they made me die laughing.
I want to talk about your podcast because I feel like your podcast kind of, from what you've told me before, sort of like
skyrocketed you.
Yeah, they did.
To where you are. And I think that's so cool because I love a career that is started through a different avenue than a traditional one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I started doing stand-up like 9 years ago and Jess and I, Jessica Williams, who's the co-host of Two Dope Queens with me.
Who you probably once watched on The Daily Show.
Yes. And we met in 2014 and I was doing background on a piece she was doing for The Daily Show. And then we kind of hit it off and I had a podcast that I was running out of my apartment. I was like, you should do it. Like, why has Sadaka's done it? Like, it's going to be like super cool and chill and like not jankety at all. And so she comes over to my apartment. We have a great time hanging out. And then she says, oh, I've always wanted to do stand up. My birthday's coming. And I told her just co-host a show with me just as a fun goof. And then she can be like, done with that. And then she said, okay. And then she left and I immediately and accidentally deleted our podcast.
No, yeah. We've done that before.
Yeah. And I was just like, I was like, oh, I'm an idiot. Cause I was like trying to do it in a new way in SoundCloud. I'm like, I had no idea what I was doing.
Right.
And so she's like, it's totally fine. I'll see you at the show. And then we just really hit it off and had a great onstage chemistry. And we decided to do a podcast together and it premiered, season one premiered April 2016 and season three just came out April 4th. So,
will be coming out April 4th. Oh no, I guess, holy shit. I can't believe that that's going to be the date after the day this comes out.
Yeah. It's cray cray. Cray cray banane. So yeah, we're just powering through them and we're starting to record season four right now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How many episodes do you do in a season? Because we record ours every week and release one every week, so we don't really
That's a lot.
We're just always available to everyone.
We do 12 episodes and then 6 to 8 bonus episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then for So Many White Guys, my other podcast where I interview a bunch of people who aren't like straight white dudes and they have one token white guy. The first season was 10 episodes and the second season, which just ended, was 13.
Am I making this up that you do it with Alana Glazer?
She co-EPs it with me.
Got it.
Yeah, which is great. We've known each other for, I think, like almost a decade. So
that's
we go
great.
Way, way back. Yeah.
So you've been on Broad City, or did you used to write for Broad City?
I was in the pilot episode. Okay. I had 3 lines.
Get it.
Hey, SAG card.
When does Broad City come back?
They're shooting it right now. So I think it's going to come.
Long.
I know. Well, the thing is, they took a break because Abby shot a movie for Netflix, and then Alana shot that Bachelorette Party movie, Rough Night, with
right.
Star Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to allot for that.
Something very embarrassing happened to me last week.
Yeah.
Let's hear it, Greta. Air it out here, and I think you'll feel better.
I was
something embarrassing that happens, and then you talk about it.
Yeah.
It's not that embarrassing.
You feel happier.
I was with a lady love and favorite. I'm sure you know her too, Blair Saki.
Yeah.
And we were eating dinner.
Yeah.
And we looked at this delicious dish.
Yeah.
On the table next to us, and I was staring at the dish, and it was dark, and I couldn't make out what it was. So yeah. I was like really staring at it, and I was like making like a like squinty eyed kind of face, like trying to make out what it was. And then I make eye contact with the girl who's eating it, and she looks at me like, "Why the fuck are you looking at my food like that, you weirdo?"
Yeah.
And it was Abby. And then I felt like she thought that I was like looking at her, but really I was just looking at her curry vegetable bowl and trying to figure out.
Did you tell her that it was just you were intrigued by her food?
No, because I just was like looking at it and then we made eye contact and then I was like, that's, and then Blair was like, that's Abby. And I was like, fuck, she thinks that I was like getting in her business or something.
It's so funny when you're like, when you're just looking at something and it happens to be a celebrity and then they think that you're looking at them because obviously everyone's looking at them, but you're like, actually, I'm just like staring at the space or like, I like your shoes. It's just so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think we've all, even, okay, one of our friends, or Lauren Conrad, I was with her once at Marc Jacobs.
Elsie.
Years ago, and this story was like the funniest story. We were at Marc Jacobs. And all of a sudden, we see Keanu Reeves just, like, looking at clothes. And he's probably, like, like pretty much really close to me, like as close as you guys are to me, like across the way.
That's hot.
And Lauren looks at me and she goes, "That's Keanu Reeves." And he like saw us. She saw us like point at him and look at him. And then like I just looked at her and then I walked away. I was like, I don't know this bitch. And I kept walking. But it was like at the time where like The Hills was filming. So yeah. Like everyone was probably like does that to her all the time. And like she accidentally did that to him because it's just like that's what happens.
Did he say anything? Did he like smile like, oh, haha?
This was like, I don't know, 8 years ago.
Yeah. Remember when all
I, like,
this
looked up? I was just like, and I like literally walked out of Marc Jacobs and I was like, bye, I don't know you.
Like Michael Cyrens, who read bye.
My favorite line.
Me too. Bye. Speaking of bye, we're going to take a little pause so that you can hear from our lovely sponsors.
And it's a beautiful sponsor today.
Today's episode is also brought to you by Le Tote. That's LETOTE.com. That sounds fancy, right, Greta? She thinks so. Le Tote is a fashion subscription box that sends brand name clothing and accessories right to your door. And I love this because for me, when I go shopping, I always feel like the sales clerk is following me around. And I know that they're just trying to do it to be helpful, but it can make me feel a little bit uncomfortable sometimes. And so shopping online and having everything just delivered right to my door is a great way to be able to try stuff on, wear it, return it. So here's how Le Tote works. It is a fashion subscription box, just like I said, and the tote is customized based on a special algorithm to fit you just right based on your style. You can get as many totes as you want every month. You simply wear, return, and repeat, which is so cool. So you can get up to $700 worth of clothing for only $39 a month. You're renting your looks and you get new confidence from your clothes every single day. And we believe that good fashion does not have to cost a fortune. So that's why we are absolutely loving Le Tote right now. So go to letote.com. That's LETOTE.com and get started for as low as $39 a month and enter promo code LOVIN, LOVIN, to get 50% off of your first month. Fill out your style profile and sign up to get a custom tote delivered right to your door. Wear what you want, return everything in the mail when you're done, and you will get a fabulous new box within days. Again, that's letote.com. Enter my code LOVIN, LOVIN, and feel fabulous with fashion delivered right to your door.
And we are back.
We're back.
Ooh, ooh. I realize I've had a story that I don't know if I've shared it or not, considering that this is like our 80th episode. And I don't know if I've shared the story on the show, probably because it's the only story that matters in my life. But I'm going to tell it again since it's important. And it has to do with voicemails being left on my phone.
Yes. Yes, gaga.
So I go out one night with my friend Eric, and he and I are just like casually getting drinks. I'm in a very casual look. I'm wearing like loafers and jeans.
Cute.
And a t-shirt. Very cash.
Yeah.
And we like accidentally just got drunk. We were just like drinking, and I got drunk. We were going to go home. This is about 3 years ago. And we were going to go home, but then my friend Gianna called me. And she was like, "Hey, I'm at, what was it at the time? The Darby, right before it became Up and Down, mm-hmm. the nightclub on 14th Street.
Up and Down is pop."
She was like, "I'm at the Darby with Robin Thicke and Paula Patton.
Whoa.
And do you want to come through and like hang with us at the table?"
Yeah.
And we were like, "Sure, I'm not in like a club look, but like I guess I'll come through because this sounds crazy and weird." And we're like, "Okay." We go to the club. It's literally just Robin Thicke, Paula, my friend, and my two friends, and then me and my friend Eric. And this is right when like Robin Thicke is riding high on Blurred Lines still. Is when he was still like relevant and not a fucking weirdo, and like, this is when it was still good for him.
Yeah.
So we were there just like dancing, hanging out for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I hear this voice from behind us And this guy was like, hey guys, mind if I sit with you? And we turn around and it's just Usher alone. Usher's fully alone. He doesn't have security with him. He doesn't have a posse with him. Cool. He's just alone. So then we're like, yeah, Usher, like come hang with us at the table. So Usher's there and like singing, dancing.
And is he beautiful?
He's just like, his smile is just so radiant. And he is just like such a gentle soul that he was just sitting there like pouring shots for everyone and like, and whatever. So then I'm just
like, these are my confessions.
I mean, this, that we get to that. We get to that at one point. So, you know, there's a super hot girl that ended up like finding her way to our table in a club look, like in a fucking 7-inch stiletto, a bodycon dress, like very hot, kind of like almost like Lucy Liu-esque hot, like very exotic, and you don't really know what's happening, but she's just like gorgeous. And then there's like me, and it looked like I just came from like a fucking Martha Stewart shoot or something like that. And we're both dancing next to each other, and then like Usher comes off. He was like sitting on the banquette. Usher comes off, and I'm in my head, I was like, oh, he's gonna dance with that hot girl. But then he danced with me.
What?
Yes.
I need details on the dance.
Was it grind?
Yes. Yes. Like he front face ground with me. I swear to you, I felt his little wiener. His not little wiener, but we were literally dancing like this, like dancing, and he was doing. I mean, sorry, I'm trying to dance, and hold on, I'm gonna pick up the mic and do a demonstration.
Do a body roll.
We were dancing. We were like front body rolling with each other, and you know how Usher just like like hits that beat.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen
he
the
was
music
just
videos.
Like like we were full, like legs intertwined. And then I was looking at my friend Gianna and I was like, can you believe this is happening? Like we were just looking at each other. And Gianna was like,
of course.
And then Gianna comes over and then he's three-way grinding with me and Gianna, just like and Gianna and I are like, what the fuck? And then he's like, do you girls want to get out of here? And we were like, yes, we do. He's like, let's go to another club. And I was like, I would prefer to go to your hotel, but I will go to another club.
That is, so you went club hopping with Usher.
Just wait.
Usher.
Usher Raymond.
Oh my God.
So then he escorts us out of this club. And he is holding our hands.
Oh my God.
And he escorts us to an, like, he has two black Escalades waiting in the front.
Two.
Of course. That's cool. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's cool.
So he, like, well, we take separate cars there. So he gets in the Escalade in the front and we get in the Escalade in the back.
Oh my God.
But this is the.
Are we photographing
the car? No. Because hold on. This is the weirdest part of the whole entire story, which Gianna and I have never been able to make sense of.
Okay.
So we get into the SUV and in like the back row is the band Empire of the Sun. Do you remember?
You were in an Escalade with them?
Yes.
I love them.
But waiting outside the club?
Yeah, me too. But in my mind, I'm like, wait. I'm like, why are you in Usher's second Escalade? Were you sitting out here the whole time he was in the club? And like, why didn't you come in?
Like, there were isn't there like five band members?
Yeah. No, there were only three of them there. But we were so confused.
How did you know that they were
Club? I said, so how do you guys know Usher? And they were like, we're in a band because they're Australian. Yeah. And I was like, oh, cool. What band? They're like, Empire of the Sun. And
well,
I was like, dope. Because thanks, Bipes. I work on it all day long. And I was like, oh, chill. Because I was like, walking on it. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Walking on a dream.
Yeah. Well, anywho.
Okay. So you're in the second Escalade with Empire of the Sun.
Yeah. So to summarize this story, we end up going to One Oak.
Okay.
Of course you went to One Oak.
And I'm hammered at this point, but I'm also very like high on Usher.
Yeah.
So we're expecting to just kind of have to like weave into One Oak. No, Usher comes and grabs our hands and marches us into One Oak. We have security like parting the seas for us into this club that was packed.
Yeah.
It's like he's holding our hands, all these hot like model girls everywhere, and he's like, I'm literally wearing jeans and loafers.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
and then we
it.
Go to his table, and at, well, not his, the table we were going to. It was Miguel, Young Jeezy, Usher, obviously, yeah, and some other person that was there that I can't really remember.
That's so, like Big Sean. Just kidding.
Something. So Usher introduces me to Young Jeezy.
Okay.
And then
Young Jeezy's girl.
Well, hold on. Then Usher, then I'm pouring shots of tequila for us to take. At one point, I think he's sitting up. I think I get a little shoulder rub from Young Jeezy or Usher. One of them kind of lightly rubs my shoulders. I don't know who it was.
Yeah.
But Young Jeezy really took to me. He really liked
that's
me
cute.
A lot. Yes.
Young
Jeezy. So
the lines Young Jeezy really took to me.
Yeah.
Too much for me to process right now.
So Young Jeezy had this gorgeous, thick gold chain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And being some wasted ass white girl, I was like, I love your necklace. And he was like, thanks, Ma. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, you cute. Are you Spanish? And I was like, sure. Whatever. Just talking.
Definitely Spanish.
Yeah, definitely Spanish. So then he's like,
my name is Greta.
So then he's like, listen, this is what I think he said, because it was so loud and I was hammered. But he was like, listen, I'm leaving, but my boy is going to come up to you and get your number. He's wearing an MCM backpack, so only give your number to him. He's going to come up to you in about 10 minutes.
Whoa.
And I was
why
can't you take your number?
Young Jeezy, like Oprah. I don't think he's holding onto his phone at the club.
True, true.
So
is Young Jeezy really that?
He's like Oprah. Yeah.
He's like Oprah to me. No.
Much about the levels of rap.
Who knows? Who knows? Whatever. His friend indeed came up to me 10 minutes later wearing an MCM backpack and was like, yo, Jeezy told me to get your number. And I was okay. He was like, what is it? And I was like, 202, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, all right, we gonna hit you up, girl. And I was like, okay. So then I go home. I have a boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
I go home.
Way to bury the lead.
I go home. It's 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And I get in bed and then my phone starts blowing up. And my boyfriend is like, some Atlanta number keeps on calling you. Yeah. Who the fuck is this? And I was like, oh shit, they're calling me.
Yeah.
I was like, I think it's Young Jeezy. And then he got mad. He's like, you give Young Jeezy your number?
It's like, yeah,
and
dude,
I was like,
who cares?
Yeah, I give fucking Young Jeezy my number because he's making more money than your bitch ass.
And
no.
Also, he's not gonna wife me. You
exactly.
know what I mean? Come on, who cares?
So I don't answer. And then the next morning, I wake up with a voicemail on my phone. It's on my old phone that if I plugged in, it would be there.
That's
but
cool.
It was just like, hey, yo. He was like, hey, yo, Greta, it's Jeezy. He was really talking low.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, we staying at a hotel on 58th and 11th Avenue, suite 1152. You come through. You can bring a girl or two if you want. We hanging now. We going to be hanging out for a long time. Love to see you come through, girl. It's Jeezy. Bye.
That was it. That's so crazy.
Did you ever call him back?
No.
Yeah, you can.
What happened with Usher, though? You were just like, bye?
Oh, you know what actually ended up happening with Usher?
Did Usher and Gianna have a thing?
No, I fucking wish. Apparently, I don't want to start rumors, that hot girl in the bodycon and the heel that I thought he was ditching her for me.
Yeah.
Apparently, they actually had a menage of sorts.
Wow, that's wild.
Where'd you get those details?
Yeah.
Have the scoop.
TMZ over here.
But if
baby.
I was actually, I immediately left bed and went back to the club to follow Usher, and that was it.
So, did Empire of the Sun come inside?
I know, dude. What do they do?
I don't fucking know, because I just decided that in my mind I had just axed them. I was I don't care about you right now. If I was at a rock festival or something, maybe, but.
You were at a nightclub.
I was at a nightclub with Jeezy, Miguel, and Usher. And honestly, Empire of the Sun just doesn't cut it.
Not on the same level.
No.
That's a great song, but it's not Usher.
No.
You know?
No.
I mean, Usher's legit.
Yeah.
U-S-H-E-R-R-A-Y-N.
No, he's beautiful.
Usher is Halle Berry.
Yes. She's stunning. I saw her in person. She's looks great.
Beautiful.
It's insane.
So that's my very long-winded.
No, that's
voicemail
exciting.
Story.
That's a very exciting story.
I have not got any interesting.
What?
I don't know, but I think that.
But
maybe
I feel like you're a DJ.
2017.
You're like a DJ, and you're abroad, and I feel like aren't guys always trying to like smash?
Yeah, but like no one. Oh,
true.
Know what I want.
It's not Young Jeezy. It's no, like some guy funny, named though. Derek, and you're like, hard pass.
I feel like me and a rapper would be very funny.
You date some guy named Derek. Derek. Would be great.
I like Derek.
Yeah. Derek Jones.
Joe.
Derek Jeter.
Oh, Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter is like married.
He's married now.
Yeah.
I think Derek Jeter was dating J-Lo.
No, that's A-Rod.
A-Rod, yeah.
Sports, man.
Yeah.
A-Rod has crazy ass taste. Before J-Lo, he was dating the founder of 23andMe, that amazing genetics.
And Reggie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and Cameron Diaz.
Maybe he just loves women. I love a man that doesn't have a specific taste. They just love all women.
He loves all vagine.
Yeah. I think he does. I think he does a deep dive.
That's what all men should be these days. Love all women.
Yeah, know? Hell yeah.
Should we talk about some sex cues that we've had?
Ooh.
Yeah, we have gotten a lot of sex cues recently.
One girl DM'd me asking if there was a way to shut off your gag reflex.
I would say that it
would be find someone you like. I think that would be the first thing.
What do you mean? Find someone you like and then just jam their wiener down your throat?
Barf on it?
If you were like doing that to someone that you liked, it would be different?
No, I mean, your throat is your throat, you know? And
it
like doesn't care if it's like, you know, Michael Fassbender or like Derek.
Exactly.
It's going to be like, I can only handle so much.
Mm-hmm. My gag reflex has gotten worse because I have this tongue brush.
What?
Wait, what?
So I have a toothbrush and then I also have a tongue brush.
Is the tongue brush small?
It's like a inch by an inch. It's like a little square head and you brush your tongue with it and it gives you much nicer breath. But you have to get it like kind of like far back on your tongue. And one night I was so shit-faced that I used the tongue brush to assist in barfing.
Mm,
and ever since then, I have a horrible gag reflex to the tongue brush.
Mm.
Oh.
Even if the tongue brush is like at the tip of my tongue, I like freak myself out and I like start gagging.
Whoa.
This sounds like she's going to have to get hypnotized.
Hypnotized to accept the tongue brush?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you want to know what it is. I think your body has rejected that. And probably with this girl, she probably had a bad experience maybe at some point in her life. And that could be why that's happening. And maybe if you get hypnotized.
Well, how bad is the gag?
Yeah.
That's a real question.
I have a great way to get around a gag reflex and a dick.
What is it?
So you lay on your back on the bed and you let your head kind of hang off the end of the mattress.
I've heard about this.
And then the guy stands and he like puts his wiener in your mouth like that. And so you're like on your back sucking his dick. And then there's no gag reflex and it can get like all the way back there.
Yeah, I have to try that. That's lit.
Lo has been semi-silent. And then all of a sudden she like comes out with this like baller sex advice. I'm just like, what has happened?
She's got like 20 minutes on gag reflex, baby.
Yeah, she's like, so here's the fucking deal. You strap your feet to the ceiling and then you let the man just fuck your mouth.
That's dope.
Pretty much. I just, you know, I don't have a gag reflex.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, but I didn't realize that it was really sexual because in like the fourth grade, we would be like, look at this and like shove a whole popsicle in your mouth. And I realized that that was probably a little
intense. Yeah.
Queen of the dick suckers over there. Yeah.
I can't suck that much dick anymore these days.
It's so hard.
It's only if I really like someone.
Yeah.
What?
I can't.
See, I feel like.
So you're just like you're not into BJs.
Casual penis sucking? No.
Well, if you're going to have cash sex, but there's no oral, it's like, what's the point?
Well, I don't really have cash sex.
Oh, okay, cool.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm single.
How's it going for you out there?
It's going okay. I was in like a 4-year relationship and then I broke up with my ex while I was like trying to finish my book in 2015. So it's been like almost a year and a half. I feel like I'm now ready to date.
And do you have a type or are you like really open to all kinds of people?
I definitely wouldn't go older because he was younger. Like when we started dating, he was 23 and I was 27.
Got it.
I love a younger man.
Is he in the same industry?
No, he wants to get into it, which was like also kind of part of why we broke up because there felt competition on his end.
Yeah.
I would say no comedians.
Mm-hmm.
no actors, but obviously, like, if John Hamm was like, let's date, I'd be like, sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm open.
That's just good.
You have to, like, have your shit together. That's number one.
Definitely.
You have to know what you want to do career-wise. Mm-hmm. And you have to have a good sense of humor. I, like, don't want to be the only funny
person. No, you can't.
Yeah.
I like to date people that are funnier than me in the sense of, like, I think that their mannerisms are funny. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily, like, outwardly funny.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean.
You find them funny.
Yeah, like, normal person funny as opposed to, like, performer funny.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's so attractive.
Are you I am.
With the same guy?
No, different guy.
Yeah.
That guy pissed me off and we
clearly
broke up.
Yeah. You were flirting with
I was more, exactly. but yeah, now I have a boyfriend and he's great. We've been together for a year and a half.
Nice.
And yeah, I mean, I feel like for me, I'm not in a place like the relationship as it is right now is like as serious as it can get because I'm not in a place, we're not in a place to like move in with each other.
Yeah.
We're not in a place to get married anytime soon. I don't want a child anytime soon. So for me, I'm just like, okay, this is as serious as the relationship is going to be until
that's great.
I feel like we're ready to be at that point.
You're cruising.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's a nice place to be.
Yeah.
I feel like you're very aware of what you want in your life at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is great.
I just also know that, like, you know, if and not like I want to break up with my boyfriend, but if the relationship were to end, I feel like it would be because the relationship like ran its course. And it would be like, I think a lot of people when relationships end need to remind themselves that it's like it's terrible, but also it's fine for to be in the relationship and to have had a good time. And sometimes relationships just like run their course.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And you can learn a lot about yourself in those relationships, you know?
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. So
how many times have you been in love, Phoebe?
Just the one. Just with him. Just with John. Not John Hamm, but my ex's name is John. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a good relationship for the, I would say like 90% of the time it was great. And the last like year was like not so great, which is a bummer.
Yeah. Because then it kind of like just puts a damper on the rest.
People,
I think a lot of people do that.
It's so much to know, like, when to get out.
I just was like, because I knew my parents really liked him, and they were like, "Yeah, you guys, like, no pressure to get married, but like, obviously, get married." And his parents really liked us, and I know some of his family like wanted us to get married, and I was like, "I can't." I just didn't think that we were going to go all the way, and I was like, "I can't like hang out with his family."
And then not, like, know that I want to commit.
Yeah, I just felt like I was being dishonest. Even though, like, I wasn't, like, I don't know. It just didn't feel right. So I was like, let me just end this so we don't hate each other. Like, we're decent. Like, we emailed each other, like, a month ago.
Yeah.
And we're both doing fine. So it feels good. I don't know if we'll ever, if we will be friends ever. But it's, like, nice that it's not toxic or anything.
Yeah.
But it took a while.
Yeah.
We didn't talk for a really long time.
Happens.
Yeah.
Relationships, man.
Yeah. Any more sexy cues that we can A?
Oh, I feel like I have, there are probably so many more, but we're running out of our hours and minutes.
Oh, no.
Actually, I can ask a person. Okay, I was going to ask one really quick personal question.
Yeah.
I, because of my, I was having a lot of butt issues.
Butt sex?
No. I had a butt problem. And now I have like saggy skin from my butt. Like my anus is saggy. Do you guys think
your butthole is saggy?
Yes.
No one cares.
Okay. So you think I shouldn't pool money to go get butt surgery?
No. That's where you shit out of. Who cares?
Also, when you have a child, if you want to have a child,
then they can snip my ass.
Destroyed.
Yeah.
My ass is going to get destroyed.
Yeah, you're probably going to poop while you're pushing. Who cares?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to spray all over that doctor.
Don't spray.
I'm going to paint the town brown.
I would worry about your skincare regimen more than your butthole.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
You have great skin. So really, thanks.
Excellent skin.
Well, on that gorgeous note, Phoebe, who is your lady loving?
Right now, I'm obsessed with Maxine Waters, guys. Mm-hmm. She's phenomenal. And I love how she is taking shit from no one, mm-hmm. all the sexist stuff, all the horrible politicians. And she just wants to get to the bottom of the truth.
I agree.
And you know,
she's hardcore.
She's hardcore. And she like, she's really smart and is intelligent. And she just doesn't want to be distracted from like getting the answers that we should have as Americans. And I don't know. I just think she's like really fun. Like I would love to interview her because I think she's really funny. And I don't know. I feel like
her Twitter is lit.
Yeah. And I think she would have such amazing things to say. And I think as women, especially because, you know, Donald Trump was so horrific to Hillary Clinton the whole campaign, I really kind of felt like, oh man, women like just... it's so hard to even like stand up to assholes.
Yeah.
But she does it so well. And it, I just find it really empowering to be like, yeah, if she can stand up to all these guys.
Like,
and,
like so can we.
Like Bill O'Reilly being an asshole.
Fuck that guy.
It's like, if she can do that every day, then I can live my life. So I heart her so much right now.
That's a great one.
You even have that one. So I love it.
Ooh, thanks. What about you?
Oh, well, We've got a lot of lady loves. You're our lady love today. Our lady love is our guest.
But what I would love to do is for our listeners to know where they can find you online so they can watch all your TV shows,
cool.
and read your book, and just discover the life of Phoebe Robinson.
Ooh. Well, I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Dope Queen Phoebs, Phoebs. And if you're in LA, April 29th and 30th, I'll be at RuPaul's Drag Con doing a couple of panels.
That is very exciting. I need you to come back on and we need to talk about that because that's iconic.
I'm obsessed with RuPaul. I think that Drag Race is one of the most important shows of
We need to talk
century.
About the Wendy Williams Probably. Thing that's happening.
I'm not a fan of that. I think she's like toxic and she has not been supportive of the LGBTQ plus community.
Yeah, I'm not
so she should not be.
Boo VH1. Yeah. Bad job. Bad pick.
I hope she gets replaced.
Same.
So that's what will be April. And then I'm writing on the final season of Portlandia.
Very exciting.
And I don't know, what season is that?
Season 9.
I was going to say season 8 or 9.
This is the last one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really a great thing to be a part of.
If you haven't already subscribed to both of your podcasts.
Yes. Two Dope Queens and So Many White Guys, WNYC Studios, season 3 premiere April 4th for Two Dope Queens. And I think that's all I have left to promote.
Get your book.
Yeah, get my book.
You can also get it on iBooks.
Kindle, audiobook, and paperback, whatever you prefer.
The title one more time.
You Can't Touch My Hair and Other Things I Still Have to Explain.
Amazing.
Thank you.
It's also I'm saying iconic a lot today. A very iconic cover.
Yeah.
Dude, Mindy Tucker is
great job.
One of the best
photographers. It's true.
Yeah, she's genius.
All right, guys.
Thanks
thank you for listening.
Send us more messages and we'll answer them on the show.
And thanks. We'll see you hopefully this Wednesday.
Yeah,
Lady Love
and Live.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.